Every day in Kenya, men and women pour out of Nairobi's slums to be guards and housekeepers and gardeners at the gated homes of people with money. Stanley Gazemba is one of them. He's a gardener. He's also a prize-winning writer and one of Kenya's young literary lights. Libby Lewis has our story.
Swing open the door to a little garage in one of Nairobi's lush green suburbs. There's a tiny wooden desk with a laptop and a dictionary. Not much else.
This is my old dictionary.
Ooh, it's coming apart.
Yeah. I actually borrowed it from my elder brother, but I never returned it. So I guess I owe him.
This is where Stanley Gazemba writes. He's written 5 novels, 1 published, 2 collections of short stories, and 6 published children's books. He writes next to the garden he tends, eggplant, lettuce, zinnias. This compact man with dreadlocks and chocolate cherry skin has always done manual work. He's picked tea, laid bricks, worked steel, dug ditches. They've all been day jobs because Gazemba was always writing. He feels like he's part of a new literary scene in Kenya.
Things are changing. People, especially young Kenyans, are becoming much more conscious of who they are. And they also know that there is a need to define themselves.
The garage where Gazemba writes belongs to American Susan Lene. Back in 1996, she hired Gazemba to be her gardener. At the time, Lene was the East Africa bureau chief for the Associated Press. One day, she noticed Gazemba was writing in her garage in longhand.
I have this old Olivetti 32 portable typewriter that my former husband and I must have pawned 20 times when we lived in Germany, and I still carry it around.
So Lene did what an editor does. She gave him a way to write faster. Gazemba used the Olivetti to pound out his first novel. The Stone Hills of Marigoli is set in the western Kenyan village where Gazemba grew up. The story turns on the relationship between a rich man and a poor man. It has rich scenes of everyday life, tea picking, payday, the funeral night dance. Think Thomas Hardy in rural Kenya. Here's Gazemba reading from Stone Hills.
The tea was served in chipped old tin mugs that had a grassy smell. The two friends lounged back against the smoke-stained walls and sipped in silence. Between them, the fire leapt out in thin tongues of flame, which momentarily threw the hut into orange light. It made their faces shine, like those of animals caught in a forest fire in the night, enthralled by the savage beauty of it against the dull night sky, not knowing it could spell their own death.
In 2003, the Stone Hills won the nation's top literary prize, the Jomo Kenyatta Award. Gazemba was 29 years old. Now he's 36, and Gazemba is still working in the garden, writing in the garage, and still living in a slum of Nairobi called Kangemi. Gazemba finds some of his best characters here. There are knife grinders and chemists, barbers and car mechanics, carpenters and bicycle repairmen. There are goats and bottles of kerosene for sale.
Hello, welcome.
A real economy is pulsing along this wide tongue of dirt road with 10 shacks on either side. Gazemba lives with his wife Joyce and their 2 children in 1 room on the 2nd floor of a row of shacks in the slum. Every day, Gazemba moves from this world, where electricity and water get doled out like rations, to the world of flower beds and electric refrigerators and the garage. But he's reminded always of the wall between them.
We know that there is a wall between us and them, so you can't cross over to the end. They are the rich and you are
Much of the violence after the elections of 2007 happened in the slums. In a literary journal, Gazemba wrote about holding his young son in the dark, surrounded by gunshots.
I expected any time for a stray bullet to punch through my paper-thin mabati wall and blow me away into kingdom come. For the first time, I hated being born in Kenya.
Billy Kahora edits Kenya's best-known literary journal, called Kwani. He says with Gazemba, there's always the intermingling of the old with the new.
He's part of a younger generation, but at the same time, he's a part of
an older kind of tradition.
But good luck finding the stone hills of Marigoli. The publisher printed so few copies that one university leases its copies to students. So now Billy Cahora is publishing a reissue of the book. He says it's not just a business decision. There's a sense of mission for Kenya's literary life.
We think that the novel is important, so this thing cannot die.
In his most recent stories, Gazimba has been writing about a way of life in the slums, with moonshiners, highwaymen, and pygmies who demand respect. He dreams them up in the other world while he tends the eggplant, the lettuce, and the zinnias. For NPR News, I'm Libby Lewis.